Gospel according to St. Luke, the third chapter. As the people were filled with expectation, and all were questioning in their hearts concerning John, whether he might be the Messiah, John answered all of them by saying, "I baptize you with water, but one who is more powerful than I is coming, the thong of whose sandals I am not worthy to untie. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. With a winnowing fork in hand, he will clear the threshing floor and gather the wheat into his granary, burning the chaff with unquenchable fire." Now, when all the people were baptized, and when Jesus also had been baptized and was praying, the heaven was opened, and the Holy Spirit descended upon him in bodily form like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased." The Gospel of the Lord. So the prophet Isaiah reports these words of God, these promising words. "Bring my sons from far away and my daughters from the ends of the earth." God is promising and encouraging and intending a great ingathering, gathering folks from all the corners of the world. So the question arises, I think, for us these days, how broad, how inclusive is this vision? Of course, at the time of these words, the people of Israel are returning from exile. They've been hauled off to Babylon. They've been scattered all over the known world, the four directions, four corners of the earth, as the prophet says, east, west, the north, and south. But God is speaking about a new creation here, a new creation that is formed by the ingathering, the restoration, the redemption of all these folks who have been carried off in bondage into foreign lands. Those whom God has created and called by name, God will not abandon, but restore and redeem. Restore and redeem from whatever trials and tribulations have been fallen you, me, all throughout the ages. For Israel, certainly, they are to be restored from literal exile. But also, the prophet says, from the waters, the rivers, the fires, the flame of the soul and of the spirit, all those things that vex and perplex and cast us down into deep depression, we might say. God is with those whom God has called by name. There's the quote, "I will be with you." It's a relationship, God with all who are called by God's name. So again, the question, does this ingathering stop with the people of Israel, or is it God's vision to gather all who are called by God's name? Is Israel's restoration and redemption also meant to be an extended vision for everyone, including us? The prophet reports God's words, "Do not fear, for I am with you." God's presence is life and restoration. What we fear is a loss of that, a loss of God's presence, a loss of our relationship and connection with God. It's the very loss of life itself. What we fear is the loss of God's recognition of us as God's valued people of creation and life, as God's own beloved. For Israel, the exile called that whole relationship into question. What was going on? And of course, the political and military powers that hauled them off only saw them as people, as inferior, as unworthy, as slaves. So now I want to draw this a little bit into our own time. So let us be clear about the current historical and spiritual reality. What's going on not only in our nation, but I think throughout the world, is this struggle for recognition, to be identified as valued, as worthy, as people with dignity, to be alive, to be real. In our nation, the white supremacy world is in deep fear of loss of power and recognition, and has invoked a certain narrow understanding of Christianity to dig in and maintain a certain hierarchy of power and recognition. And so there is a deep antipathy, even fear, toward immigrants, African Americans, toward the gay world, toward women, other minorities. Let me submit to you that this problem is the fundamental disconnect, shall we say, sin, with respect to our relationship with God, to value ourselves at the expense of others in direct opposition to God's will of creation. So once more, is God speaking an inclusive vision here through the prophet Isaiah? Is the redemption of Israel meant as a sign and expectation of redemption for us all? Are we all being called by name as God's daughters and sons to bring God's creative and redemptive recognition and redemption, call it love, to all people, everyone who is called by God's name? Our lesson from St. Luke says that the people were gathered in great expectation. There was an extraordinary hope of the people. The people were filled with this expectation and hope. Is there hope and expectation that the Messiah will be the incarnation of the prophet Isaiah's vision, the redemption of many? Is that the message and proclamation that baptism was to announce? That Jesus' baptism with all the people announces God's favor for all. That this baptism is greater than John's because it reflects the fire and the spirit of God's inclusive vision and word. The fire that clears the floor of all social constructions that deny humanity, dignity to those who are known as children of God, to all people. These hierarchical, patriarchal systems of supremacy for some and subjugation for others. This is the chaff that is to be burned away. And the Holy Spirit that comes with this baptism is the great spirit that binds all people together in God's care and love, and is the spirit that opens our eyes and hearts and minds to see this truth. And is this not then why the heavens opened for this new word of creation and life, restoration in waters? And is this not why Jesus is the beloved? Not that he is the only one, but that he is the one who makes clear that all are God's daughters and sons, that all are beloved. And is this not the message Jesus shares with all whom he encounters throughout his ministry on earth and in the spirit with us these days, over all the ages, even unto today, that each and all of you, all of us, are beloved? And is it not also clear that the beloved's care and love for us is so deep, so intimately and profoundly linked to God's purpose and love, that he endures the deepest meaning of baptism, to die and rise for us and with us, to endure all of our fears, to bear the exclusion and violence that we perpetrate against others and against God's purpose of life and dignity for all, to pull us out of troubled waters with him in forgiveness and the promise of life and with the Holy Spirit, which restores and binds us together once more with God and with one another, all others who are also God's beloved. And is this then not our baptismal calling, living in God's promise and hope, to share this hope, to make this expectation real among all people, to proclaim God's redemption and dignity and life to all the beloved, in the name of Jesus? Amen.
Aye.